Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Cynthia Bailey reveals what it was like jumping on the Ramona roller coaster during the ultimate girls trip.
I'm just going to cough this up to, like, this is just what you do. Like, you just don't have a sensitivity chip. You don't really have a filter. I don't even know if you're aware of what you're saying half the time at this point. So I don't have the energy to go back and forth with you since you got other people, you got to go back and forth.
And not all diamonds and rosé author Dave Quinn reveals why Bravo wasn't excited about Bethany Frankel.
They didn't really want her either. She had been on Celebrity Apprentice, and it was this idea about, you know, what is it going to be, a shark jump moment to have another reality star on the show?
Plus, Erika Jayne finally answers the question, is Tom guilty? We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp. And we are so excited because today we are joined by David Yontef, the host of Behind the Velvet Rope podcast. David, we are so excited that you are joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You know, waking up, having coffee, and I'm here with you guys. So what else could I want, right?
What better way to start the day than with some Housewives and David?
Seriously.
Well,
we have so much to dive into. But before we get to all that, David, please tell everybody a little bit about your podcast, who you have on the show this week, and where everybody can listen to it.
So my podcast, it's called Behind the Velvet Rope. It is a 5-day-a-week interview podcast. So every day, it's like Christmas morning, you open and you see who we're going to interview. It's not just housewives, but it's mostly housewives. We just had Eileen Davidson on this week. I never like to say who I have coming up, but I have Catherine Edwards today. I'm doing a whole Beverly Hills thing. So listen, I feel like this whole world has gone mad and everyone just wants to talk about Erika Jayne in the housewives world. And
yeah,
right. I mean, are you guys finding the same thing?
Oh, so true. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like every other Housewives could be canceled right now. I don't even care. I want 6 parts of this reunion after last night.
Seriously. So like today I'm doing a recap with Catherine Edwards from season 6. And like, we literally talked last night for 3 hours. It's going to be 3 parts. And she's like, do people, like, this is crazy. No one's listening still. You know, when this goes out, I'm like, if we talked for 17 hours, people would still be listening. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's so true. People just want all the information on Erika all the time. And I feel like last night delivered, and we're going to talk all about the reunion a little bit later on. But before we get to all that, let's kind of recap the housewives in the news this week. So Mandy, you want to kick it off?
So it's been more than 2 years since Puppygate was upon us, which is crazy. I can't believe it's been 2 years. I'm on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, of course. But David Quinn's new book, Not All Diamonds and Rosé, The Inside Story of the Real Housewives from the People Who Lived It, has put the infamous incident back on the radar. In the book, Real Housewives, the executive producer of the show of Beverly Hills, Chris Cullen, claimed that Vanderpump really was the person who told the press that Dorit Kemsley, sorry, I can never say her name, had given away her new pooch. Lisa Rinna reacted, sharing the Instagram story, writing, "Finally caught red-handed, took 2 years, but who's counting? Liar, liar, pants on fire." So Vanderpump finally caught in this puppy gate. It took a while. What do you guys think about this?
It doesn't shock me. Like, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people were like, oh my God, major headline. I didn't think it was that shocking. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, obviously.
I kind of feel like we found that out 2 years ago.
Right.
I mean, maybe it wasn't like fully proven, but I feel like we knew.
I feel like that too. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. You know, I was going to say, like, Kyle is also having a field day with this. I mean, Rinna's posted. I mean, Kyle, this is like social media heaven for these two.
It really is. And in the book, David, a lot of people claim that, you know, Lisa was the one, Vanderpump, was the one to kind of stir up a lot of the drama behind the scenes and kind of, you know, make things up a little bit. And then a lot of the housewives were scared of her at the time, too, which was a little surprising. I mean, obviously that's flipped and they're not anymore. But it was kind of Lisa Vanderpump kind of ruled the roost there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds, I mean, Lisa, we've seen her in the headlines a lot lately between this and the tweets that her and Camille Grammer are sending about Kyle Richards at the baby shower. Obviously it seems like she wants to get back on the show, but now this is happening too. I don't know. Would you guys want to see her back in the mix? She certainly does stir up the drama.
Like, yes and no. You know what I mean? I feel like it depends where the show goes, right? Like, if she were there now, I don't see it. You know, I do think, and we're all going to get into some other things, I think eventually Lisa will be back.
I think so, too. I think eventually she'll be back, probably when all this Erica Jane drama dies down and they probably need a new storyline. I think that they'll probably bring Lisa back in. But she may need a big payday because there's all these rumors going around that she asked Bravo for $2 million to return to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But she debunked that. She tweeted, "What utter nonsense. I have asked for no such thing. LOL. No conversation regarding that at all. Filming something fun today." Of course, she left Beverly Hills during season 9, which aired in 2019. In December of that year, she actually told Us Weekly that Bravo had already asked her about coming back to the franchise. She said at the time, "Bravo even, you know, said to me, what about the future? I'm like, this is now and that's then. I'm really in a different place in my life right now." I don't know. I feel like we just said, I think that she will come back in some capacity in the future.
Does she deserve $2 million this season?
No.
If this is true.
Well, here's the thing. Now, this is not a shameless plug for the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, but you can listen to on Apple and Spotify and all. This is a whole thing. This originated from my podcast last Friday with Catherine at around like the 25 minute mark and like 15 seconds. I'm the one that said all this. We never said it wasn't. I'm literally, if you look at some quotes that are out there about she needs it to start with a 2 and not a 1. We were just having a conversation. This has literally become a thing. I am the Bravo insider. I know, like when I was like, this is crazy. So it really became a thing. And I stand by everything I said, but I'm the one that said it. Like, just that I think kind of like what you just said, when the Erica stuff dies down, you know, it's what can top this? Nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bringing Lisa back would. And I did make reference, I'm not coming for Lisa, you know, which is also out there. If you listen to the audio of the podcast, like I made reference to the fact that, like, look, Overserved didn't do well. Vanderpump Dogs didn't do well. And Vanderpump Rules is back at least in the first 3 weeks to half the ratings. So this was my whole hypothesis that I think eventually. So I think I kind of started this rumor. True story, not a shameless plug. It's just we were talking and now it's taking on a life of its own. And I'm like, well, Lisa never did ask. It was kind of our podcast chat.
I love that so much.
Well, what other rumors should we start today then? Who should be making $3 million?
I stand by it though. I think she would have to have a 2 in front of it. That's what I said then. Yeah. I stand behind it. Like, I don't think she likes, you know, listen, it wasn't easy for her, right? It was a whole big thing when she was there. But I do think if Vanderpump Rules goes off the air, which I kind of think we're headed in that direction. Yeah. You don't think Lisa would come back for $2 million?
Oh, I think she
definitely will.
Maybe less than that. I think she's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Do we think, I mean, I'm sure Kyle would stay, but do you think Kyle would stay on Beverly Hills if Lisa comes back? Because I think that's probably what people want to see, is the two of them, you know, mend their friendship.
I want to see Kyle and Lisa together, but I don't want to hear Puppy Gate 8.0.
No.
Like, we got to move on from Puppy Gate, but I'm into new drama between them.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I think the same thing. I think Kyle is like a Ramona type, where she knows what's good for the show. And she doesn't love Lisa. I'm like, sure, she's not going to want to wake up and earn her money and film with Lisa. Mm-hmm. But I think she'd be like, this will elevate the show. And I do think that Dorit would go. I don't think like Lisa's going to have, like, she's not going to be a producer, like the whole Bethany thing. Of course, that's not going to happen. But I bet you it's not going to be Dorit and Lisa. Like, who cares? Like, sorry, Dorit. It's going to be about Kyle and Lisa. And I think that will be like, I think would help Lisa come back if Dorit leaves. Mm-hmm. So I think that might just be a like, look, we'll do this for you and Dorit will be the sacrificial lamb. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't hate it either. All right. That's our new rumor that we started today. I love it.
Seriously. Yeah.
Dorit's out, Lisa Vanderpump in.
All right. So moving on to an OC former housewife, the Real Housewives of Orange County alum Bronwyn Wyndham Burke has a new city and a new girlfriend. She told Us Weekly exclusively that she's dating her hair colorist, Jamie Pardon, who, funnily enough, she met through Real Housewives of Dallas, Deandra Simmons. So take a look. We caught up with her at the launch party for that book this week.
We actually met at an event that Deandra hosted 2 years ago. You don't know this. We met at an event that you hosted 2 years ago. And then we reconnected recently. So yeah, Deandra, without knowing it, I haven't told you the story yet. Deandra introduced us. So we had met during that time because she recently got sober and she reached out to me on Instagram. I was like, hey, do you have any advice on sobriety?
Yeah.
So we started messaging and then when I was out here, we hooked up and...
So what do we think of Bronwyn? Are we going to miss her on the upcoming season? What do you think about this bi-coastal living that she's doing at the moment?
You know, listen, are you, I'm trying, do you see that I'm trying to be good and not cause any rumors or cause any, listen, I don't know, but I have to listen. This is Us Weekly, guys. I have to be honest, right? I got to be, you know,
please.
Of course, Bronwyn wants to be bi-coastal, first of all, because we have paparazzi here in New York. Mm-hmm. That's the first place I'm going to start. The second place is, does anyone, I mean, we all are meeting new girlfriends and boyfriends when we're single. Like, does anyone really care? And third, of course, you have to say you met this person through Deandra. Like, you have to, there has to be a housewife's tie, right? Like, you have to.
She's trying to make
I don't know. I'm not even being shady. I just, this is where my mind goes.
No, I agree with you. I worry about her seven children and how she is taking care of them when she's constantly in New York. This wasn't, I mean, she was in New York like a week ago, too.
Fashion week and now the book launch. It's like,
it's crazy. Where are these seven children? They're young. They're not like in college. Maybe the oldest one is in college. I don't know, but I worry about them. And I don't understand why she's so public about yet another girlfriend. It's like, why don't you take a few weeks, maybe months, maybe years and see if this one's going to work out before you put her in front of a camera. She literally brought her on our camera.
Yeah, she did.
Like,
and on that note, so I had Fernanda Rocha, who was like Tamara Judge's friend of, I had her on my podcast, like right after this whole thing happened with Bronwyn originally. I don't know. I got the impression that like Fernanda wasn't in on it. Like I really thought, unless I don't want to speak, but I got the impression like that Fernanda really thought she met somebody wonderful. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, like from her point of view, I didn't really think it was a publicity stunt. That was just me, like from Fernanda. And I'm just like, it's not my place as the interviewer to really tell you what I think. But I was like, oh, honey, I don't know if you've met the love of your life just yet.
And then, but it's like, what's also going on with her marriage? Is she still like, did they still have a relationship or is that just, they're just staying married just to have a label? Like, I'm so confused by that too.
It's so confusing, but I agree with you. It's like not mom shaming, but it's like,
right, I know.
Wait, I forgot you have seven kids. Like what is going on? I don't get it. You know, I mean, I'd like to find a husband that wants to just stay home and like, let me fly all over and I'll see you. And we don't even have to have sex. Like we can do it. It's like, I don't get it.
Let's talk a little bit more about Erica Jane and break down these episodes in our Real Talk. Of course, we have to talk about the reunion. Part two aired last night, so let's get right into it. I mean, were you guys totally surprised that she answered pretty much every single question and without hesitation, really, too?
Yeah.
I have a little bit, and I was talking about this on my show today. It's like, it's the most sympathetic I've been towards Erica in the past, like many months.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. I feel like my perception of her like changed a little bit. You did kind of walk away feeling a little sorry for her. I mean, you know, but, and then you feel like you shouldn't because all these victims, it's just, it's hard to kind of figure out where you should stand in all of this.
All the legal stuff aside, which is all horrible. And we don't know where she's, you know, what kind of, how guilty or not guilty she is really right now. I just felt for her for the affairs that he had. Mm. I mean, the red panties in the drawer.
That he optioned.
Yeah, that weren't hers, apparently. And the three affairs that she found out about. I felt for her in that way. It's just like, you know, at the end of the day, she is human. And she, I do believe she loved him at some point and maybe still does. And that was really sad. And I agree. That was the first time I really sympathized with her.
Yeah.
It's just like that quote where she's like, you know, I'm 50 and he's 80 and his life is over. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's almost like, well, then why are you at, it's like, I think if she just acted differently on social media and the past many months, I think it would be much more split of where people were. You know, like you said, there's victims and I think people would still be outraged, but I just think it's like, she's not helping her cause, no. You know? So if we saw this other side of her of like, I have to rebuild my life. Like, you're not going to have total sympathy, but there'd be more.
Right. No, if she wasn't always so much on the defense, and if we saw like her, you know, having these emotions and having feelings pretty much, then I think it would have been a much different story. I totally agree with you.
And she kind of is tone deaf at times. Like when that whole thing came up, I think someone called in or wrote in about like the whole being on a private plane. And she was like, well, I didn't pay for the plane. I'm like, I don't know if that's really the point this person's trying to make. Like, you are on a private plane where most of America like does not hop on private planes every day. And that's just kind of tone deaf.
Yeah.
It's like,
and she was still wearing the Cartier watch. So, or bracelet. I can't remember what it was, but you still have that. You didn't sell that in the auction.
No, definitely didn't sell that. What did we think about her saying, like, almost that she was like kind of held captive by him, like in the money sense of things? Like, were you surprised that she said that she handed over every single one of her paychecks? And do we believe that?
No.
That one was hard for me.
Yeah.
I just thought that was where that's what I didn't understand, where Andy kept saying like, why didn't you leave? Mm-hmm. And you like stayed for the money. And she's like, I didn't stay for the money. I didn't leave because I didn't have access to the money. I'm like, this is the exact same thing. Like, that's not like a nuance. She's like, I didn't leave because I couldn't access the money and I would have nothing, but you would still have this $600,000 salary. Yes. It's way less than but I'm sorry, the average American can't feel sorry for you when you're making this. And like, you still could leave. Like, people leave, women leave every day and have literally nothing. There are unemployment. So you could leave if you were that miserable. I don't know. It was like,
And she left and moved into this beautiful apartment or beautiful place. So it's not like she went from riches to rags. I mean, you know, she
went from taking her own private jet to her friend's private jet.
Right? Like, exactly.
It's going to be okay. Unless she
And it's 2,000 square feet, which I know maybe like, but like, I mean, I live in New York City, but that's still, it's no matter where you live, that's not tiny.
No.
Not at all.
No. Was it out of everything that she answered, what was kind of the most shocking thing for you, David?
I thought, I don't know why no one's talking about this. I thought it was interesting when Andy's like, did you ever cheat on him? Like, first she had to think about this and do some math, I guess, in her head. And then the answer is like, well, not until I filed for divorce. So I talked about this last night too on my show, like, is that really true? Like, when you were away and Tom was doing his thing and like you were in Greece and some hunky, like, did he really never cheat? I don't know if I believe that, but regardless of that, like, so wait, you had to do the math. And then when you filed for divorce, that's when you cheated. Cause that's what that implies.
That's
so
not cheating anymore.
Who is this? Right. But who is this person then? Like, that is what I would like to know. Who have you been with? If there's even one, right. Cause she had to think about it. She's like, well, no, I didn't cheat. Like not until she implied like she was with someone after she filed. Right.
That's so true. Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Yeah. No, is that cheating? Like if you file,
no,
I don't know. Like legally, I don't know.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I'm like, why is, I think she just admitted she's had been with someone. I'm like, I'd like to know who this guy is.
And the hesitation was weird. Like maybe the producers told her to hesitate, but she didn't have to.
Something tells me she probably wasn't always faithful during that 22-year marriage.
Especially if she knew that he was having these affairs.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of changes everything.
It does.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Lisa Scott Amelia drama, which I'm so here for. I love this. She makes it. She is not shy about saying how she feels about Scott.
I wanted to know more about the three times that they met.
Yes.
Like, it sounded like she had a lot to say and just couldn't say it because she was protecting her daughter. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to know every detail of those three meetings. Like, did they have dinner? Did they have brunch? Was there, you know, what was happening? What did he say? How did Harry meet him? Yeah.
And like when Andy asked Kyle, like, you know, is this awkward for you with Kris Jenner? I'm like, listen, we can go into a whole Kardashians talk here. I mean, I'll we can make this five parts, people. Like, let's just talk about the Kardashians for the next hour. I'm okay with that.
I just watched your interview with Blac Chyna too.
Yes.
I was like, can we just talk about this? Because it was great.
I'm like, a little crossover Housewives Kardashians, please.
But then I'm like, oh, poor Scott. He has really been through the ringer this week between this and then Courtney's engagement. Like,
I know. Poor Scott.
Somebody check in on him.
I know.
You know. Actually, though, you bring up a point. I would love to see their friend. Is it Faye? Who's like been on the show as a guest sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see her in the mix. And Kris obviously would be amazing. But if they're going to mix it up, that she would be good.
She would be good. I'm actually surprised that they haven't tried to get her on as like a friend.
I think they have. Yeah. I think she just doesn't want to go
there. Doesn't want to do it. Yeah, doesn't want to go there.
Yeah.
Faye would be like, do you see my face lighting up? It would be epic.
Would be epic. But we did have a great addition this season, of course, Kathy Hilton. And she brought some much needed comic relief during this drama filled season. But, you know, there was a really touching moment between her and Kyle on last night's show. Obviously, they didn't talk for a really long time. Their relationship was strained, but they had this really special moment over their mom.
Yeah. As someone who has, you know, two sisters myself, I cried. Yeah. I totally cried.
Yeah. It was sad. It was like a real moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that we didn't get to see, you know, she was, like you said, comic relief a lot this season. And it was nice to see her finally open up a little bit and be a real housewife. Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
That's what I thought too. I'm like, this is such a real moment for all these, like, okay, this is scripted and they put them in this. That was like such a real moment. I'm like, this is epic. And it's Kathy Hilton. And like, you know, it goes back to the first season with Kyle. And I'm like, these producers must be like, oh my God, like keep the cameras on them. You saw like the subtitles. I was like, like you could just feel that they were freaking out behind like the scenes. Cause it's a huge moment if you think about it.
Do we think Kim's going to be back next season?
I do.
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Well, Kyle told us a few weeks ago that the only reason she wasn't there this season is because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So it kind of made it implied that it sounded like she might be back next season because COVID's, you know, hopefully better, getting better.
That would be epic. Like all three sisters and just, you know, like, do you think she's going to be back full time or like as a friend of...
I think a friend, maybe like ease back into this for her, but God, it would be so good.
It also made me want to go back and watch that limo scene again. I know they showed a little clip of it, but I wanted to go way back and like really dissect that scene because now that we know so much more about their relationship, I want to see like what really sparked everything.
Yeah.
It's such a good scene.
And then finally to wrap up Beverly Hills reunion, who knew Harry Styles was a big Beverly Hills fan? I absolutely love that.
I'm like, this is like the best day, the best thing that's ever happened to Dorit Kemsley. Like when she's like, wait, I have to do this for Harry Styles. Like what world are we living in here? Like, I don't get it, but I mean, I'm here for it.
You're totally here for it. I love it so much.
Yeah. Do you think he paid for that? Like a cameo?
Probably.
I mean, like, I don't even know how that, like, what? Like, someone just contacts, like, PK through, like, Boy George and managers, and they're like, he wants this from Dorit. Like, why?
But, I mean, why Dorit, too?
Yeah. Oh, maybe, like, yeah. Maybe, like, the London British thing. I don't know.
Yeah. You're right. The Boy George thing is probably how it all happened.
I love that so much.
So right on.
Yeah. Let's get into last night or this week's Salt Lake City. David, are you a big fan of Salt Lake City? I'm not sure what your stance is on this franchise.
I am. I like it. Like, I have mixed feelings, but I like it overall better than a bunch of other franchises. I think it's, you know, it's really good. Like, I think it came back with such a bang and like it has slow moments, right?
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, I was saying last week, like the husband scene would have gotten deleted on any other Housewives, but like they kind of need filler a little bit. But I'm just
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the, like, the, you just, cause you know that the arrest is about to happen. So I'm like, all right, just speed it up. I just want to get there already and kind of see the fallout. Like, I don't really care about the catering drama. Like, I want the arrest drama.
Totally.
We saw Jenny, the new housewife, open up, and it was super sad about all of the miscarriage that she had and her husband wanting another child. So what do you guys think about that? Should she get a sister wife?
Oh my God, no. Like, that was, like, awful. I felt so bad for her. Why are you pressuring this? This poor woman had 13 miscarriages and a stillbirth, and you're still pressuring her to have more children? Like, get the F out. No.
Like, don't go down that road.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of for this marriage. Like, now that this is all airing and fans are saying, like, is he joking? That's horrible. If that's going to affect their marriage, because they're new to the show. Yeah. They're vulnerable. And I think, you know, I'm sure this was a bit produced, and him asking her if she wants a sister wife was probably produced, but it's going to hurt their marriage now that it's all playing out.
Oh, totally. I think so too.
I think so. And just, if you don't want a child, how is this going to happen? You know, like, just, you know, I mean, I have to say, like, Jenny, I don't know. She's not doing it for me as a housewife.
No, same.
We've said it a few times. Like, I just don't see it. And now she's been so vulnerable. It's kind of sad that she, like, put this story out there.
Yeah.
A little bit, right? And I just kind of tune out when she's on, you know? It's like, you know, that first year curse where you're just, you just know, like, we just know as the audience, like, you're just, this isn't for you.
No, totally. Totally. No. What did we think about Lisa? Did she totally set up that moment with Whitney? Yes.
I mean, I've talked to Whitney and Lisa on my show, and, like, probably, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think again, like I always say, it's also the producers. I can't blame Lisa fully, but it was totally set up.
It was totally set up. It really was.
And I'm just like, okay, who cares now? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting that Mary opened up a little bit more about her husband, because I feel like we don't get too much about Robert Sr. But it seems like she's just not very happy that he is back. They've spent a year apart with COVID, and now he's back in the mix and she's ready for him to leave.
Yeah. That whole situation makes me sad.
So sad.
Yeah, it, like, made me cringe, and, like, not just a, like, a wow, you know, like, when she's like, I really would like to change him to fit my needs or whatever the direct quote is. I was like, oh my God, like, this is, you know, it's just like, it's, it doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't.
I'm wondering if any guys are sliding into her DMs now that she's, like, been on the show. Might change things. Maybe. That would make for a good season 3.
It would be. I don't know if a lot of people can handle that.
Can you picture Mary dating, like, just going on dates? I mean, that would be... Mary is like, I literally watch it. I'm like, is she brilliant or is she absolutely crazy? Like, I still can't, like, it's season. I still am not sure. I'm like, is this woman just so fascinating to watch, or is she literally, like, insane?
It's literally insane.
No, I usually watch her scene twice, or, like, I slow it down, the footage, because I'm like, what is she saying? What did she say?
I know.
Totally. All right. Well, let's move on to our real talk. And we recently caught up with Cynthia Bailey, who revealed that she butted heads with Ramona on the Ultimate Girls Trip. Take a look. Seems like a lot of people on the trip butt heads with Ramona. So maybe the Ramona roller coaster came out.
Roller coaster was in full effect.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was on that crazy ride, you know, a couple of times, you know, some more than others. We definitely bumped heads. You know, I got to be honest. I just kind of take Ramona where she is. After my, like, second argument with her, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to cough this up to, like, this is just what you do. Like, you just don't have a sensitivity chip. You don't really have a filter. I don't even know if you're aware of what you're saying half of the time at this point. So I don't have the energy to go back and forth with you since you got other people, you got to go back and forth. I just kind of tapped out in the end, but we definitely had some, you know, some very strong conversations.
Yes.
And I actually started the trip really trying to help her out because, you know, she kind of put her foot in her mouth as soon as we got on the plane before we even took off. So, you know, being the voice of reason over here, I just thought, you know what, let me pull my girlfriend to the side here and just give her some advice if she wants to be able to get along with anyone on this trip. So, but anyway, you guys will see how that all played out. But hey, all a girl can do is try.
Yes. I'm like, clearly she didn't take it, but I think you
didn't take it.
Right. I think you make a good point. I feel like Ramona never knows exactly what she's saying and has no filter. And
she doesn't take it that seriously. Like, honestly, she'll like, you'll get into a whole argument with her. And then 5 minutes later, she's like, hey, do you want to go have a drink? You know, hey, do you want to go have a drink now? I'm like, no, we just cursed each other out. No, I don't want to go have a drink now. I'm still processing. I'm the kind of girl that if I'm upset with you, I need my time to process my upsetness. I do not want to hang out with you right after an argument. No, give me some space.
I mean, are we really surprised that everyone butted heads with Ramona on this trip?
No. I mean, are you excited for girls' trip or?
Not particularly.
I'm like, like it's interesting. I do think it's like, I find it interesting when you get to like cities, you know, is it like family? Like, that's what I felt like the psychology behind it. Is it like, okay, like Luann and Ramon, you guys have problems, but you know, you're still family because you're from the same, like you might not like each other, but you'll stick up for each other outside of, I mean, I'm more interested like in that, but I know it was only a week, but like, what are they going to do? Like,
right. Well, that's what I said. Yeah. I said to Cynthia, I was like, so much can happen in just 8 days. And she's like, yeah, I was fighting with Ramona before we even took off. So who knows? I'm sure. I feel like it's going to be like a lot of like forced drama.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You said it earlier, you know, Ramona knows what the camera wants. Mm-hmm. And if she knows she only has 8 days, she's going to do whatever she needs to do to make, you know, hopefully come back for another season for this or whatever. And it's going to feel that way. Yeah, I think.
Totally.
That's kind of what I think too. Yeah. You know, it'll just be interesting, like Teresa, Melissa, like, so, I mean, there's interesting parts to it, but yeah, overall, I'm just like, I don't, you know, and I think it's going to be interesting just to see Peacock. Like, are people going to flock to Peacock?
Right. That's true. Flock to Peacock. I don't know about that.
Because, you know, you have to pay, which I mean, it sounds easy. It's not that much, however much it is, but it's just, you know, I don't know. It's a whole different thing than just turning on your TV.
Right. Another streaming service. Here we go again.
Another password to remember.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Okay. So we also caught up with the writer of Not All Diamonds and Rosé, Dave Quinn. He revealed why Bravo didn't want Bethany Frankel at first and if she was really the one behind the Tom D'Agostino Regency drama. So take a listen to this.
I know we talked a little bit about Bethany before, but it's true that she didn't really want to do Housewives when she was first approached to do the show.
Yeah. I mean, that's talked about in the book as well. Mm-hmm. And they kind of, they didn't really want her either. She had been on Celebrity Apprentice and it was this idea about, you know, what is it going to be a shark jump moment to have another reality star on the show? But, you know, I think we can all agree that Bethany really just, it was such a lightning rod that first season and remained all the time that she was on the show, even when she left and came back, just like such dynamic television. She works, I think, she's a great reality star and I think she's incredible in an ensemble.
Yes. So did she set up the woman to kiss Tom at the Regency?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't have the answer to that question. You read what other people think about it. I kind of like to listen. I am one of those people who just believes that people inherently are good. Yeah. That, you know, we like to think as fans that housewives are behind the scenes stirring a cauldron, being like, I'm going to get her. I just don't think that's the way real people act.
Right.
And I don't think that's the way the housewives. It's fun to like fantasize about the strategy, but I kind of don't think that truth is stranger than fiction. Some things just fall into your lap. And in that situation, it really, to me, I perceive it as it just kind of fell into her lap.
No, totally. Yes. Yeah.
But what a great moment.
What a great gift.
Exactly.
Not to Luann, but a great gift to us. Do we think that Bethany really constructed this whole Tom kissing at the Regency?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think Bethany was always wearing a producer hat on the show and she thought this is going to be a good show. And she was right. I think.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, listen, I think she is one of the producers. I think her and Ramona, and like, even when I've talked to housewives, like from New York past, like that's the consensus that like Ramona and Bethany in like a good way will keep the story moving forward. Mm-hmm. I never thought that she made it up though. So it's interesting you think that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now you're making me second guess.
I gotta go back and watch it all again. Now this is another one. Like, this book is making me want to go back and watch old episodes.
Watch all old episodes. Yeah. It is. It's fascinating that so many women kind of came. I was disappointed that Bethany didn't speak out in the book at all. I thought that she would be one to do so, which actually kind of brings us into our social spotlight, because I know Bethany did kind of speak out a little bit about this on Twitter, right, David?
She did. The quote that I thought was so great is, I mean, she basically made, because I mean, a lot of people, and I mean, I forgot, like Ramona and Carol are saying like, you know, she manufactured and she was a producer, and Andy's like, you know, she wanted some clause in her contract, whatever it is. And thank God we didn't do it. So, I mean, Bethany just manages to slam everybody, producers. She's like, let's include everybody, castmates, talent, whatever she's. And then she's like, oh, and by the way, like, here's like the Bethany Frankel B podcast. So I'm like, slamming everyone and promoting your podcast in like one tweet. Like, this is why you are the all-star that you are. I always say Bethany won Housewives. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't shock me she's not in the book. It doesn't. Like, I still think Bethany would go back if the money were right. I mean, like, the rumor was she wanted $5 million that season where she left, and, you know, they didn't work out the money. So I don't think the money will ever really work out. But I do think after this Mark Burnett show didn't really go so well for her, like, I think there's a number, but I think it's so astronomical. I think she really wants nothing to do with it. And I still think as much drama as is going on, even with Andy involved, I still think they would take her back if they could work out a deal.
Yeah. If they can wing it, they'll do it. I totally agree with you.
And I'd watch.
Yeah. 100%. My social spotlight went to PK, because he posted a photo of Dorit, and he said the real truth behind why the Beverly Hills reunion is 4 episodes is because Andy asked Dorit how she was doing. I just thought it was cute and funny. And I appreciated PK's humor in that moment.
I like that.
Yeah. My only thing with Dorit is, like, I have to, again, go back and watch old episodes, because the only thing we got this season was that she does talk too much. I'm like, I want to actually see her talk too much.
Yes, totally. Yes, definitely. Mandy, how about you?
So my social spotlight goes to Lisa Rinna. After speaking out about Amelia and Scott on last night's reunion, she took to Instagram stories again. She posted another photo of Harry Styles, and then she also posted a Justin Bieber performance, but cut to just the part where he says, "My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone." So I thought that was great.
I mean,
she's not subtle. Like you said last night, she's shady.
She is so good at it. She's so good at the shade. Like, Rinna was born for this. This is the role she was born to play.
Totally. Yeah. I love it so much. Well, and we absolutely loved having you, David, on the show today. Thank you so, so much for taking the time and speaking with us and running down all things Housewives. It was so great to get your perspective.
And remind everyone where we can hear your podcast.
You guys are amazing. So you could hear it Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are found, 5 days a week, a different interview with all your favorites, past and present. My motto is gone, but not forgotten. So sometimes we do current Housewives, sometimes we do past Housewives. We like to mix it up. So check it out.
I love that. And 5 days a week, good for you. That's a lot of work.
You have days where you're like, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? And like, it's funny because I won't go on, but like when I go out with friends and socially and people find out what I do, and everyone wants to talk Housewives. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to talk anything about Housewives. Like, whatever you want,
a break,
pick a topic.
Totally. Well, David, thank you so much. And for much more on the Housewives, head on over to usmagazine.com and listen to our podcast as well, Getting Real with the Housewives. We'll see you guys next week.